All right. We are back.
Yeah, we are back. There is something, too, I want to talk about later on in the program about warts.
Who?
Warts.
Warts. Mm-hmm. Warts, like wart on your nose?
Warts, like, you get them on the nose, you get them on the fingers, you get them on the toes and all of that kind of stuff. And when I said something about remedy, I had 2, 3 or several patients that actually tried it.
And it worked.
And I got the results.
Oh, Lord, the wart got bigger.
Yep.
The wart got so big you can't see it, so it looked like it disappeared.
But we got some...
remedies.
The remedies of that.
Oh, Lord, I remember we had one remedy. But anyway, we want to send this one out for Sarah this morning. Sarah Swallow up in Houston this morning. Just continue getting well, baby. Just hold on, hold on. Just keep doing what you're doing. And for Camille also from Mamu, I want to send her something. And for the families around and for those of you that need a little lifting this morning, we're going to do Uplifting by Keith Frank.
Before you do that, one of the things I want to say, too, I had, during Father's Day, I had this person on my mind for quite a while. I don't know why, just, you know, sometimes you get this.
Sure.
And it was an old friend of mine that we were in college together. And we roomed, and we were majoring in the same category, in the same field, which was agriculture. And this gentleman was from Ringgold, Louisiana. And I had his number. One day he came and found me in Lafayette. He and his wife were passing through Lafayette. She's from the area, Bogalusa area.
Okay.
And they were passing through. They were visiting her family, passing through. And he looked me up, asked some people in the community off of Madeline and San Antoine Street and asked him if they knew me. And they directed him to my house. Drove in my driveway, got down about 5, 6 years ago. He walked in. I had not recognized him because I hadn't seen him in a long time. And his name is Etar. It was Etar Alfred.
Okay.
Etar was a tall gentleman, and he and I did our student teaching together. Nice young man, though. He and I had some fun together. And I had it on my mind, so I placed a call. I had his number, placed a call, spoke to his daughter, and I was given the sad news. I was given the sad news that he had passed away about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And but he and I were friends in school. We had met while we were in college and all of that. And, you know, he and I both, we separated when we graduated the same year, and we went our different direction. He worked as an inspector with the Idaho Potato Company.
Idaho Potato Company, okay.
And he was an inspector there for years. I think he retired from that and moved to in the Washington State Washington, of Washington. And that's where he passed away. But I wanted to say, too, to the family, he had 3 daughters and his wife, Pat, still living. And I spoke with Pat yesterday while I was on the highway. It was a pleasure speaking to her, and I just wanted to let her know that, you know, Etar has never left my mind. But it just so happened we just procrastinated all this time.
It's always like that.
And never had an opportunity to...
Hang out again.
Hang out again. And I always will cherish the moment, the time that they passed, when they came by the house and we fixed something to eat and we sat there at the table and we reminisced and we talked about the days that we were on the campus and all of that. And then when we did our student teaching in Natchitoches, Louisiana at Central High, and we enjoyed the time that we had together. So, Etar, I know you up there someplace.
Somewhere.
Just want to say that, brother, I still remember you, and I cherish the memories and the good times that we had together.
You know, older and more experienced folks have always told me, son, you just gotta let go and let God. See, I've been working on that, but sometimes I have problems with it. So I'm praying on it, and I gotta pray about it. This is my silent prayer, Lord. talk to you like I should. And it seems like when times are bad, it's the only time I really do good. But I'm just a lonely sinner, one you can make a winner. Please pick me up and just carry me. I need an uplifting, but I need it today, yeah. Need an uplifting. the Zydeco Band.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. You can say that you need to be free. There ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you away. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know you can tell everyone we're through? And you might even believe it too. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Just can't put down. Don't you know you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right? But darling, there ain't no getting over me. You can say that you need to be free. There ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you awake. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. You can tell everyone we're through, and you might even believe it too. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. 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 Darling, there ain't no getting over me.
Gino De La Falls, ain't no getting over me. All right, let's go and play his cousin right now, Leroy Thomas. In love with you, baby. Hang on, baby.
I'm in love. I'm in love with you, baby. Can't even call your name. I'm in love with I'm in love with you, baby. Can't even call your name. I'm in love with you, darling. I gotta play your game. I'm in love.
Yeah, just read it out loud, John. While you're doing, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we got about 2 minutes.
All right.
Let's talk about
The Sunday chicken cook-off, Pork Bayou Fest.
I could eat some of that right now. Oh man, I guess they cook any kind of way. Cooking begins at 11 a.m. Yep. Judging 4 p. Oh man,
yeah.
They start cooking. That's about right.
Cooking
they start at 11. And they're going to start judging at 4 p.m.
Well,
so that's 3 hours.
He's got to cook.
Chicken. Yeah, chicken takes a while to cook.
Well, deep fry.
Or they got barbecue or deep fry.
Deep fry.
Man. What about
what?
You know, a stew, chicken stew.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Fricasse.
Fricasse. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Hey, John, keep talking.
Yeah, you got to do all of that stuff. And I'll tell you, it would be good, man. Yeah. But they want me to enter this. I shouldn't, John.
Do not enter.
Give them a chance, John.
Give them a chance. And that is June the 29th, Saturday, June the 29th. That's
Louisiana.
Next Saturday at Parks.
Cecil Poche Parks.
Yep. And entertainment by DJ Blow Jack.
Who's Blow Jack?
He lives next door to, what's his name? I ain't going to say that. Oh. But anyway, DJ Blow Jack going to be there. So, I ain't gonna say that. Papa Zisa.
No, what time we got left?
Okay, we got about 7 seconds.
Okay, we'll be back later.
We'll be back and finish this.
Yes.
With Blowjack.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Bluesberry Festival, the Pits, and the Viatones. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
All right, let's finish talking about chicken cook-off. Let's go start over. Parks Bayou Fest.
That's right.
Chicken cook-off, Saturday, June the 29th in Parks, Louisiana at Cecil Poche's Park.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of parks. Isn't
it? A lot of parks.
Yeah.
A lot of park and parks.
Yeah.
The main event is?
Chicken cook-off, begin at 11 a.m. Judging will be at 4 p.m. Categories, barbecue or deep fry. And I'm sure something else will probably be there,
I'm sure people just cook what they want.
Entertainment by DJ Blowjack. And then the 6th Grammy nominee, Corey Little Pop LaDay and his Zydeco Band will get started at 6 p.m. I said the 6th.
Yeah.
I'm reading the whole thing.
Yeah, you're just reading. Read. At least you got something to read.
And I said 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 p.m.
Grammy nominee. Would be Corey Little Pop LaDay and his Zydeco Band. Food, drinks will be sold. No ice chess. No ATV.
None.
No.
Don't bring your TV there.
Don't bring your
ATV, two TVs, or three TV. Do not bring ATV.
That's what it is. And if you want to enter, call Earl Stretch. What a name.
Earl Stretch.
Stretch.
Yeah. You know, Stretch. I'm sure he had a few.
This guy, you know Earl Stretch? Is he tall?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I guess.
He's skinny?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's Stretch.
Earl Stretch.
If he was short, he probably had a waistline of about a 46.
If he stretched.
But now that he's stretched, he got a waistline of 32.
Earl Stretch.
Yeah. 845-4361.
Uh-huh.
Or Alton Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
At 845-4435.
And that's 337, please.
Yeah, 337.
Yep.
And who's sponsoring all of this, of course, it's underwriting, is the St. Martin Parish Tourist Commission.
And yes.
If you want to call them, of course, is 888-565-5939. And that's
yep.
it. And that's a Bayou Park Bayou Fest taking place this coming Saturday, June the 29th.
And as we speak, John.
What's that?
I guess the services have started for Clarence Ledet.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Clarence Ledet, of course, made the song Mr. Charlie. And then he died last Tuesday. And so they're doing his services in Kinder right now. And the services started at 10 a.m. at the Catholic Church in Kinder. St. Philip Neri is the name of the church. Mm-hmm. So the services are going on right now in Kinder for Clarence Ledet, who passed away, another musician.
Right.
And Clarence has been around a long time. He was 84 years old, by
84.
The way.
84. I didn't 84. Realize he was
yeah.
that old.
He was 84. And, you know, it's just like that other guy from Kinder that we had was 80, what, 3?
Yeah, Willis Prudham.
Willis Prudham.
Yeah,
you know,
and he looked well, though.
And they're both in Kinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, both in Kinder, both musicians. But and Willis, but it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, and Willis, I remember Willis many years ago. And I used to visit some folks up there on Highway 190.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived on Highway 190 in Kendall, Louisiana. And I met him then. And he told me that he remembered meeting me. And that's what he reminded me. Kendall, Louisiana.
Yeah, Kendall, Louisiana.
Community out there.
Yep.
You got to watch it when you pass through there.
They're not too bad if you drive the speed limit.
Yeah, but, but you pass too quick.
Don't pass too fast. Yeah, no, but anyway, we're going to play Mr. Charlie off of his CD. And here we go with Clarence Ledet.
About a little boy that ran away from home one day because he'd study a lot. Every time he tried to say something, the rest of the kids would say, oh, shut up, you can't talk. So he says, I'm got enough of this. I'm going to find me a better place to stay. So he packed his bundle one morning. He ain't had much. He was kind of like me, one shirt, one blue jean, but he packed what he had. And he walked all day long. By sundown, he run into this big plantation. And he walked up there. He was a fella at the gate. And the man said, what you want, boy? And then the boy went to stare. He said, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, you're going to have to talk to Mr. Charlie because he's on this plantation. Well, he said, you see that fella in the flower bed? Go up there and talk to him. He's the one that runs this. So he went there and he wanted to tell him, Mr. Charlie, I'm looking for him. He said, me, he said, what you want, boy? He told Mr. Charlie, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, all I got, son, is this old windmill. You can stay there as long as you want, but he says, one thing you got to promise me. If it go to burning down, run, come tell me. So the little boy said, okay. So sure enough, one morning, the windmill started burning. So he remembered. He said, now I got to run and tell Mr. Charlie. Now, the little boy couldn't talk too good, but he could sing real good. So it was one of those nights Mr. Charlie had a bad night. He was already cross. So he ran up there, and Mr. Charlie was back in that flower bed. He said, me. He said, get away, boy. I ain't got time for you. He said, win. He was trying to tell the windmill burning down. He said, go on, boy. I ain't got time for you. So it hurt the little boy feeling. He turned around and walked a little ways, and he thought about it. He said, you know, I can't tell him what I want, but I can sing it to him. So he came back, and he started yelling something like this. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. You know your windmill burning down. Whoa. You know your windmill burning down. He said, if you ain't got no water, boy, oh, let that windmill burn on down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. My little woman done put me down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. My little woman done put me down. Whoa, she said, I love you, but I just got to leave. I'm gonna pick it a little bit.
out my home. If you don't want to do right, I want you out of my sight.
Drinking a few beers, drank a few beers, 2 minutes, start to stutter. Cab driver the name of the trail. He said, boy, can you sing? I said, no, but sometimes I sing anyway. And I sing a little something like this.
I said, taxi, you take me to the trail ride. I said, taxi, you take me to the trail ride. We're gonna run the red light and the stop sign too. We're gonna run the red light and the stop sign too. But let them know we're coming by. We're going to the trail ride. You let them know we're coming by. We're going to the trail ride. You take me to the trail ride. You take me to the trail ride. We're gonna find them anywhere. Just look where the dust is mine. We're gonna find them anywhere. Just look where the dust is mine. You take me to the trail ride. You take me to the trail ride. Take me to the trail ride. You take me to the trail ride. We'll be right back.
All right, I guess we need to talk a little bit about this. Let's see. Let me see.
Well,
to help everyone. You go ahead while I'm getting it together.
Brandon, today is going to be a Foxy Bar and Grill in Slidell, Louisiana, tonight. Tomorrow night, rather. Well, you said tonight. That's tonight, Saturday, from 8 to 11. Thinking about
very history. Good.
And then Howard Noel, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. Howard Noel called. He was on the highway. And he said, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Bar is going to be over there tomorrow evening from 1 to 4.
Where?
Over at Vermilionville.
Okay. Who's Howard Noel?
Howard Noel is, he works over there. He called this morning to let us know that Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys.
Okay.
And also, Zachary Sharbert and the crew are listening to us this morning. Just want to say good morning to them.
Uh-huh.
And my friend over there, Larry Musso, in one of them Cow Islands or Falkland Islands, said he got some crawfish.
What kind of island?
Makshu.
What island?
Falkland Island or Cow Island.
Okay.
And he said he wanted to join in with the chicken cook-off.
Oh, he wanted to do a cook-off. He gonna go.
Yeah. He said chicken sauce piquant.
Did you tell him that they will check and make sure it's chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he said his cows are in control. And I told him, because his cows keep all of his attention, so I told him, why don't you just put them cows on cruise control and they'll take care of themselves.
Oh, they probably
will.
Yeah,
he's got a bunch of cattle out there, you know, and everything.
Oh, yeah, Lafayette Park and Recreation Week.
Yep.
July the 1st, Monday.
Oh.
Pickleball Day.
Pickleball.
Man, we had that last year. Yeah. Pickleball Day on July the 1st. Basketball Shootout July the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Bingo. And that will be on July the 3rd, John.
Yep.
And they said they're going to have big speakers out there so people can hear B9. Huh? What did he say? What did he say?
Yeah, put it up a little louder.
B9. Kids Carnival, Friday, July the 5th. All right, that will be going on.
They have a big tournament. This year is the golf tournament will be held, and this is the annual John Neasy Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament.
Right.
It's taking place today, starting off. Tea time is at 1 p.m., and that's going to be over at Muni, Bears Park, a golf course up there right on Mud Street, today, 1 p.m. So you're all invited to come out there and participate.
All right.
We have any sponsors, of course, if you want to sponsor, it's not too late. If you would care to call, I'm trying to look for a number on here, but just go on out to Muni.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it over there because tea time at 1 o'clock. So they have a lot of good prizes, good food, and all of that stuff that's going to take place today.
Cajun French Music Association, Acadiana Chapter, Charter Chapter of Eunice, Louisiana. Free lessons, John. Youth and adult. Okay, you can do the adult stuff.
Yeah.
Accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance at Prairie Acadian Culture Center at 250 West Park Avenue in Eunice, Louisiana from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday.
Good. And July the 10th, Family Helping Families. Do you know who are and what we do? And for more information, why don't you call 337-984-3458. And that would be on the times. That would be, the time is 10:30 to 11:45 a.m. And that's Family Helping Families, and going out there or call them, and they'll let you know what they do. And that's the St. Landry Community Library at 235 Marie Street, Sunset, Louisiana.
Big Sunset.
Yep, Big Sunset.
23rd annual Le Beau Zydeco Festival at Le Beau Church Ground. It will be Saturday, July the 6th. Leon Chavis, Step Rito, Gino Delafosse, Lil Nate, Chris Arduin, admission $12 for adults, 11 and under, free, no refunds, barbecue pits. You can't bring your TV. Bring a TV, two TVs, or three. You can't bring a TV.
You understand what
you
it is.
You got that. No ATVs.
You can't bring no TV and to watch
no
anything.
Glass containers or ice chests. Rain or shine, the show will go on. And this is located off of Highway 71, half mile south of past Stelly's, truck stop.
Mm-hmm.